My name is Sergeant Evan Coward with the Asheville Police Department.
But tell me how long you've been with the Asheville Police Department, and where'd you start off, and how'd you end up here?
Well, I first came to the police department in 2006 as a trainee. I was not a cop anywhere else, and so I started here. Immediately out of field training, went to night shift patrol. Then I went to a job as a community resource officer in downtown Asheville for about 6 years. Then I was promoted in 2014, went back to night shift as a patrol sergeant. And then September of 2015, I was moved to be the day shift supervisor for the downtown unit. Over the last 10 years, downtown has absolutely exploded. The number of people downtown all the time, day and night, is up substantially. Of course, we wanted to make sure that we're keeping up with this, with a unit that's, of course, highly visible. We wear bright yellow shirts. We use alternative modes of transportation. Usually we do have patrol cars, but we emphasize foot and bicycle as much as possible. The more approachable, you're able to get from one place to the other a little bit easier. It's just a better way of doing things downtown. We focus on community policing, making partnerships with the merchants and with the residents downtown, and it's a whole different environment of dealing with the folks that visit who aren't from here, who may not know how things operate in Asheville. So we have a little bit of a different assignment than ordinary patrol.
Have you seen your beat change since you've been in this unit?
Since I've come back to the downtown unit, that's a year and a half or so. We've even in that short amount of time, we've seen the number of people downtown increasing, especially during the nighttime. The nightlife in downtown Asheville has increased. It's very vibrant at all hours. Of course, Beer City USA pops out as one of the distinctions for downtown. We do have a lot of bars. We have a lot of great restaurants and a lot of entertainment that didn't used to be here. And it's drawing in people by droves, and it's wonderful. We think it's great that all the people are here, and our only objective is to make sure they're safe while they're here. And protecting property and life is our number one goal.
What's a typical day for you?
The downtown unit's split into three teams, one on the day shift and two on nights. Our officers are assigned specific areas of the central business district to include the South Slope area down Cox Avenue. Their specific goals for those zones is to go and create partnerships and make themselves available to the merchants and residents of those areas so that we know, we kind of have our thumb on the beat of what's happening downtown. Everyone else, they're our eyes and ears. We don't know everything all the time. So it's important that they know that they can come to us and tell us things and ask for help, and that we come through and follow through on what they ask. So a general beat, officers will come in the morning. We'll discuss what happened the night before, the weekend before. See if there's anything we need to focus on immediately. We'll go out and make contact with our regular folks, and not just the merchants or the residents, but also we have a lot of resource providers downtown. We check in with them often. They serve a lot of people who come downtown just for resources. So we do keep tabs on all of that to make sure everything's working smoothly. But then also during the day, we'll go out, and if there's anywhere that's experiencing a particular spike in criminal activity, we'll go conduct some enforcement, see if we can complete some investigations. That'll pretty much total out the day.
When we talk about crime, what are the common things that happen downtown?
It really does run the gamut. With so many people downtown at one time, you can have anything. We do have an extremely safe downtown area. But, of course, in the evenings with the bars being open, you can have the occasional alcohol-fueled assault or something like that. You'll have a bar fight, or you'll have, we do have some DWI enforcement and stuff like that. But during the day, general property crimes, somebody who, left an expensive item out in view in their car and didn't lock it, something like that. Sometimes things get taken. So we do a lot of education trying to let people know that they need to lock their things up and keep it tidy so that no one falls victim to a property crime like that. Then we have nuisance and quality of life issues we do deal with, occasional drinking in public or panhandling, things like that. We do try to educate people that it'd be better if they gave to public resources for these folks rather than giving to them directly. But we do deal with those quite a bit. I wouldn't say anything out of the ordinary.
You're a native, so you've watched it grow, though. So what's that like? You've got that personal connection, and you're watching this. Downtown must be very different than you remember.
It's immensely different. Downtown didn't used to be somewhere you went after dark. It was discouraged, even. Now it's a very vibrant place, and I'd say it's actually safer than it used to be. We have, unique things that happen downtown regularly, from the concerts and festivals to, you know, demonstrations like we've seen recently. That's something that I really enjoy working. They're different than anywhere else in town that you're going to work. It's a whole different atmosphere. Makes it unique.
Drumming circle, too.
The drum circle's fun. Brings people from all walks of life. Everybody wants to come and tap their foot. Tourists are drawn to it big time. I get a lot of questions about it. It's an opportunity for us to hang out and meet people who we wouldn't ordinarily meet, who feel like they can walk up to a police officer and talk to them.
Yeah, it must be very interesting. You're almost sort of an unofficial ambassador, because I imagine people are asking you directions and questions. I'm sure you guys probably could open up your own side business.
Absolutely. We get questions all the time, especially being on foot or on bicycle. It makes it so much easier for folks to approach us. We'll get questions from everything from where can I park, which is kind of hard to answer sometimes, to where's the Biltmore Estate, to where's the best place to eat. And, of course, in Asheville, those are all very hard questions, except for the Biltmore Estate part. Where to eat is hard because it's such a great place to eat. So we get some pretty wild questions. Yeah, on our downtown unit, we wear yellow shirts for a reason. We want to be seen. We want to be approached. Please don't feel shy. Feel free to ask us questions. Or just chat us up about something that you've been thinking about. We like where we work, or we wouldn't be downtown. We wouldn't have signed up for this position. Downtown Asheville is the busiest place in the city. Our job is, of course, to make it the safest.